can I help you?
Hi, Thomas?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Thomas, me Dave.
Hey, how you doing? How can I help you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Thomas. Hey, so I got a pink, right? I know Stephanie, they were having some issues, I guess, with the website, right? So
Who's this, Dave?
Yeah, this is David. Yeah, from Local Splash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. What's up, brother? Man.
Yeah. No, the website, right? So I know you wanted some edits on it, right? Now, I just kind of want to explain, like, how that works. So we can do the edits, right? Now, the only way to do the edits is we have to have the original script that it was built on, right? Because whenever you're editing a website or building it, they come through scripts, right? Which is like programming and things like that. Now, the previous company that built the website, they have all those scripts, everything. Wherever it was built at, whoever built it, all that stuff locked, right? So there's no way for us to get in there and edit that one specifically. Now, your domain, what I can do for you is literally we'll do all the edits and the changes you want on the website, and I'll present it to you the way you like it. If you like it that way, we'll go ahead and we'll put it live for you, and you'll have access. We'll have access. We can go ahead and continue editing from there. Now, remember, if for any reason you decide to leave us, the website will stay yours. That's not a problem. We're not going to hold a ransom or anything like that. The only reason we're doing that is so that way we can make all the changes and edits that you're wanting, because we don't have access to that original script that was made by the first website company. Does that make sense?
But listen up.
Okay.
So there's other companies, brother, that I've allowed access to, brother, so that they can make changes to my website. So what's the difference between you guys? Like, why can't I specifically told you I had my website. I didn't want another website. I told you that I wanted you guys to use the website that I have with my domain, and you said that was fine. That that's what we can do that. And now you're telling me, brother, something different. Now you're telling me something different. And I'm not okay with that. I'm really not.
I understand, Tommy, and I apologize, right? So, I mean, I guess when I was saying we could use your domain, we could definitely use your domain, right? Now, when you say let me ask you a question. Who built the website?
Web Brilliant did.
Okay. Now, and you said that same website you were able to give to somebody else and they made edits to it? Because, I mean, when you build a website, it goes through a coding language, right? We use the HTML language for the website. Different website builders are going to use a different coding language, right? So some will use XM2, some will use CXM. It just depends on what coding language that they use for their websites, right?
Yeah.
Now, that website in particular, it's not using HTML language. It's a completely different setup. Now, as far as the website, I mean, is there like a concern that you may have with us, you know, rebuilding it or hosting that one for you? I mean, are you scared you might lose your website or, you know, lose access to it? I mean, your website will never go down. I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
The thing is this, brother, like I told you before, if for some reason, brother, let's say 3 months down the line,
yes,
or let's say 6 months down the line, I give you guys six months to really make this happen, and 6 months down the line, we are not progressing. It is not happening. And I say, you know what? To hell with this. I'm not going to keep on paying you guys.
Yeah.
For nothing.
I understand.
And you guys say, okay, well, Thomas, you know, have a good life. And then all of a sudden, boom, you shut everything down because I'm no longer paying you for it. And then I am completely invisible online. See, right now, I'm not completely invisible. Right now, you look up All Season Handyman, my website pops up. I don't need
it. For sure.
I don't need that, brother. I don't need anyone controlling me like that. And that's what I don't want. And that's what I don't want, and I told you that. We spoke very specifically, and I told you, look, brother, I don't want that.
You're right.
I'm not okay with that. I don't want to do business that way. That's why I went through the process of having my own domain, having my own website, having everything built for me so that I can be the sole ownership of it. And then, like, let's say for some reason you and I are not doing business no more. Okay, well, I get it. My website may go stale. I get it. It may not be ranking as high no more. Okay, but it'll still be there. And then I could get another marketing company when they come down the line to help me out with it. And that's what my desire is, brother. I told you before, I've had bad experiences with marketing companies. And I don't need no one controlling me like that. I feel like it's a way to control people and to keep them on a leash. And I don't need that, brother. I don't.
I don't want that. I hear you, and that's not how we work here, right? And I remember the conversation, and we would never take access to your stuff or keep it, right? The domain is yours. We cannot keep that. The website would be yours. We cannot keep that. Even the Google business profile, right? Once you're up and live, just because you leave us doesn't mean that you're going to be wiped off of Google. We would never do that. That's your Google business profile. You're going to be the owner, the operator of it, and everything associated. The only thing that we're going to be is a manager for the time being that you're with us. Now, if for any reason you decide to leave, we fall off the management on your profile, and your Google business profile stays live. You won't find one review of anybody saying anything
And what about whatever website that you're telling me you're going to build? What about that website? What's going to happen with that one?
It's your website, the domain. So if we bought you a domain and then you decided to leave, which we're not, right? But just for example, if we bought the domain for you and then you decided to leave us down the line, we'd sell it to you what we got it for. That's at $99, right? You're more than welcome to take it with you. Since you're bringing the domain on, all we're doing is rebuilding the site for you so that way we can continue with edits, right? Now,
Okay. See, now that makes more sense. So what's going to happen with my other website?
Which one?
With the one that I have right now, what's going to happen with that website? Like
all season handyman. So basically, yeah. What's going to happen is that domain, we're going to use that same exact domain, allseasonhandyman.com. It's yours. It will always stay yours. We can't take it. Now, the only thing that we're going to do with that website is we're going to take whatever edits or build that you want done, and we're going to go ahead and put them in there, and your site's never going to come off, right? We'll show it to you as long as you say, hey, that looks great. That's how I like it. Those are the updates I wanted. Seamlessly, it'll just switch out with the same exact domain. If you want to leave us for any reason at all, domain the website, it goes with you, right? That's not a problem. Your Google business profile stays with you as well. We are only managers on these things. So everything that we build for you, it stays, even the social media. It's your social media. We can't hold these things ransom. You decide to leave us.
So let me understand this. So I would be left with two websites? Is what
no,
I'm
no.
Saying.
Just one website. Unless, here's the thing, unless you want me just to buy you a new domain. If you want to have two websites, I'll let you keep this Season Handyman Repairs, and I'll buy another one, and we can attach it. But, I mean, here's the thing. It'd be better to use the one that you have so we can attach it all on the one profile, right? And then what we're going to do, it stays yours. You never have to worry about us. Let's keep it. It's always going to be on your Google business profile.
Yeah. So are you telling me that everything that I paid for this other website, brother, is basically kaput? It's not going to be no good?
That you paid for. I mean, I don't know exactly what you paid for, but it's not that it's going to be kaput. I mean, basically, you wouldn't have to pay that monthly reoccurring, whatever you're paying with them, right?
I'm not. It's paid for in full. That's what I'm telling you. It's paid for in full. My website
is paid
for.
That's why. So the domain is, yeah, that's why. The domain is yours. You bought the domain. All of that's yours. It's not kaput. It stays yours, right? It won't change. It's not going to change hands. Ownership, so the websites don't change hands when you own it. The only time it changes hands is if we buy the domain for you, and then at the end you want to leave it, we'll sell it to you for what we got it for. No big deal, right? But in this case, the domain's already yours. So you're not giving us the domain. You're only giving us access so that way we can do the updates that you want to. And I mean, for instance, what updates would you like done? Just so I can take a look at it. I have the website up in front of me right now.
I need to make sure that all the times are going to line up correctly. So I need to
that's a clean sweep that we do. We do that without even having to worry about the website. So we're going to do a clean sweep of, yeah, so we don't even, if that was the only edit you were worried about with the website, I don't even have to touch the website. We're going to link it with the Google business profile. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, because I know that on the website it says a different time though. On the website I think it says 8 to 6, and I don't want it to say 8 to 6. I want it to say 9 to 5. Remember like we talked before.
Yeah, work hours. Okay, I see this at the bottom. You're right. Work hours Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay,
yeah, I don't even work Saturday either. I don't even know why they did that. And that's why I want those things corrected. And if for some reason I want to add more pictures of myself or actual work and stuff like that, that's what I want. I want those types of things to be able to get done.
Yes, and those are the features that we'd have, right? That'd be all through the Google Business Dashboard. The only thing is we do have to rewrite the script in the HTML language, right? So that way it's going to be compatible with the Google Business Dashboard. But I assure you, we're not taking your website, Thomas. It's not going to happen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. They make it happen, brother. They make it happen. Yeah. Okay, I need to understand. You're explaining it to me in a way that's understandable. This other lady was saying, "Oh no, we're not going to be able to do no edits. We're not going to be able." I go, "What do you mean you're not going to be able to do edits?"
Yeah, I apologize.
And I'm like, dude, like, no, that's not what we agreed on. And that's what I'm telling you. Look, that's not what I agreed on. I agreed on that what I have is going to remain mine. And the day that you guys leave me is still going to be mine. And and that's what I'm not understanding. And that's why I'm telling you, like, look, lady, like, you really need to consider what you're telling me, because I think you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out exactly what you're saying to me, because that's not what I agreed to. That's not what we agreed to. And that's what I'm trying to tell her. Maybe she just didn't explain it right. Or maybe I'm just more duller about it than I realize, and I need to understand more. So regardless,
I mean, it's not really your fault, right? But at the end of the day, like I said, the best thing, Tom, is that you and I are always on the same page, and I'm just completely transparent with you. And as long as that happens, we're going to get to that point where it's just smooth sailing, right? And that's where we got to be. So, I mean, I gave you my word that I'd be in touch and I'd be all over your account. So anything that happens, I'll get you on the phone. We'll have conversations.
Praise God. Thank you. I appreciate it, David. Hey, look, David, the way you and I talk, brother, is perfect, brother. You understand me. I understand you. Praise God, brother. That's what I want, brother. So if you say that's what we got to do, brother, you say that we're still going to be able to make, okay, then make it happen, brother. Rewrite it however you got to rewrite it, brother. I just want to make sure, brother, that if for some reason, brother, look, a year down the line, brother, for some reason, brother, we're not working out, brother. I need to make sure that none of my shit's going to be held ransom, brother. That's one of my main concerns.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely not. Not the Google business profile, not your social media, and not your website. None of that happens, right? I mean, the only stipulation that we have upon all of this is the one we talked about now. It's just that 90 days, right? Other than that, there's nothing else associated. I have made sure to cover everything with you. I'm completely 100% on the domains and how all that works with the website. And same thing when it comes down to the editing. So I'm glad that now you understand where we're at, and I can go ahead and let her know to continue helping you out. She'll present that shell to you. I'll let them know the changes that you're wanting right now is going to be the hours operation, and then obviously you want to be able to, you know, make edits whenever you see fit. And that's all.
Yeah. Add new things. Be like, hey, look, okay, let's add this. Let's add discounts for senior citizens. Hey, look, let's make sure that we stipulate it. Hey, look, let's add. Oh, look, you know what? I got some new photos. I got a new employee. I want people to recognize the person that's knocking on their door. When they make an appointment with All Season Handyman, okay, we got pictures of Leo, we got pictures of Thomas, and we got pictures of Laura, because these are my three technicians that are going to go out, and so that when they see that person, okay, oh, I can even see him online, and so that there was
exactly,
you know, all these things. That's what I want to be able to do, brother. It'd be like, hey, look, hey, Dave, or hey, look, Tasha, or Stephanie, I need you guys to do this, please, for me, because this is what I'm looking at. This is kind of what I'm seeing right now, and I need you guys to do this for me. Okay, give me 2-3 days, or give me a week, and it'll be there. Okay, well, thank you. God bless you. That's simple. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And that's exactly how it works. Yeah, definitely, man. And then once you have the website HTML coded language in there and you have it in your dashboard, any given time, day or night, I mean, you have a whole website editor too. So, I mean, either you give us a call, we do the white glove service for you, or if there's anything you just want to quickly move, you're more than welcome to do it. So I'll go ahead and I'll get right back on this for you, Tom. I know you're busy. I could hear your tools
in
the back. So, I mean, anything you need, feel free to reach out to me. I'll always take care of you.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. All right, I got your back.
Can I save this number or what?
Yeah, save this number, and then remember, whenever you want to call me, if you call the 877, all you got to punch in is extension 4574. Let me make sure I sent that out to you, because that extension brings you right into my office. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to text it out to you again right now, because it doesn't look like you have it.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.